It's different kids presenting
Take
their podcasts.
Listen.
Yeah.
Well, sucking down glizzies. It's reading rainbow.
Actually, glizzy is homophobic. You can't
it's
say
podcast
that.
Rainbow.
Sucking down glizzies is how Salvador Allende died.
It's 9/11. Shout out to Allende.
Yeah, he sucked his last glizzy.
The two beautiful glizzies that were unfortunately hit by a plane on 9/11. The Twin Towers, folks.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know this, but John Cougar Mellencamp actually killed Salvador Allende right outside the Tasty Freeze.
Why did he do that?
I don't know. I think he's a chili dog supremacist.
My favorite song is "The Dogs Are Back in Town" by Thin Glizzy.
Thin Glizzy. The dogs are back in town. That's a great song.
That's a good song. Yeah,
it's such a good song.
Yeah, we should, Jamie, pull up that Thin Glizzy song.
That's the song that the troops rode into the Chilean White House on. They were listening to the boys are back in town.
Yeah,
not many people know this.
In 1973,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, Ted Cruz was listening to that song while he was jerking off to stepmom porn on Twitter.
Oh, God, yeah,
I
that happened today,
about
too.
That. Wait, what happened with Ted Cruz?
He liked a tweet that was like stepmom porn. It was like a mom like watching her stepdaughter have sex. Secretly,
oh, man.
And he liked it on 9/11.
Wait, 9/11 is just this is such a fraught day. Like everything that's ever happened on this day carries so much baggage with it,
so much weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there was that day when Hillary Clinton fainted in New York on 9/11.
Oh wow,
she had pneumonia and it was really
how do you
hot.
Remember all these?
What do you mean that one is like a huge one? Like
that was Chris's personal 9/11.
No, Madam President.
Personal
9/11. Oh my God, it's such a funny image to imagine libs like crying and screaming watching footage over and over of Hillary Clinton fainting. It's like she passes out and gets caught by Secret Service and then they kind of like drag her by her heels into a SUV
and they all stand around her so you can't see her.
Yeah. It's kind of like when they would like try to like frog march FDR or whatever, like carry him because he couldn't really use his legs. It's that kind of energy, but she's also fainted.
Another funny thing that didn't happen on 9/11 but relates to 9/11 was Terry Rozier tweeting, "Osama should have hooped instead of trying to kill people because he's tall as hell."
Yeah. He was like 6'5".
One of my favorite tweets of all. Yeah.
That's an incredible
Osama bin Laden was a Chad.
Yeah.
Wow. Dude, Osama bin Laden was fucking amazing. Have you ever seen that dump of the like stuff they found on his hard drive? There are so many like Super Nintendo and N64 ROMs in there. My dude be gaming.
I think it was Ask That Gif. So it was like an animated butt.
Yeah.
And George W. Bush was the shortest president of the last 30 years.
That's right.
Really?
You can look that up. That's a fact.
How
he was shorter
he?
Than Obama, H.W., Bill Clinton, and Trump. All of them.
Trump is like 6'3", right?
Trump has got some, he's got some Chad
so
energy.
So I got to say, I think that we gotta call it, folks. The Virgin George W. Bush, the Chad Osama bin Laden. Mm-hmm.
For
I mean,
sure.
I don't know if there was ever a question about that. I think it's pretty upfront.
Yeah, Todd is right. The last president who was under 6 foot was Jimmy Carter, was 5'10". So like
fucking manlet.
Reagan on
with manlet energy
over.
And as you'd imagine, the Virgin is the one who did 9/11. Not the Chad.
That is correct.
No, the Chad was just like, "Oh, nice tragedy. I'm just going to take credit for that." And then Bush was like, "No, you can't have credit. This is my tragedy. I'm going to invade Iraq."
Yeah, George W. Bush really was the Elliot Rodger of presidents.
Yes.
He just wrote a manifesto about all the bitches that wronged him.
I can't believe all these girls won't date me.
Is that what Elliot Rodgers talks like? I don't really watch
these
that clip.
That's what Bush talks like.
Oh, so Bush
what are you talking about?
That makes more sense. That makes more sense than
Elliot
that's how
w.
Elliot
Roger.
Rodgers. Yeah.
Elliot W. Rodgers.
I never watched the tape. I don't know if he had like a weird southern accent. I don't know.
I don't know.
Mission accomplished. We did the beta uprising.
Mission accomplished. Yeah, we sucked our own dicks.
The Iraq War was the real beta uprising.
That's why George Bush says strategery.
Right.
Because I forgot my bit. Never mind.
Sorry, I'm high.
That was done like a George Bush joke where he's like, "No, the reason I say strategery is Well, I don't quite recall, but it's a good reason, and that's why we do it for America.
Yeah, that's
all
how
men and women are created by gold. You know the thing.
That's so evergreen. You could play that any time, and I would laugh every time.
Happy George Bush did 9/11 Day, everybody. Yes. Important to remember the history of George Bush and Dick Cheney doing 9/11 on this blessed day, so that they could invade Iraq, which is fun in a good time. I think it makes sense that they're the cowboy president just doing 9/11.
Hey, what if we did the Lusitania again, but it was a building?
Yeah. So, hello, everybody. Welcome to BB Bledis. How are you doing?
Welcome.
It's good to have you here on this blessed, it'd have been a few days ago now that it was 9/11. But, you know.
Yeah, this episode will come out like maybe 9/12 or 9/13.
Mm. It'll come out on 9/11 2021.
Yeah, this one's going. Our lead time has really gone to shit since coronavirus. Yeah.
It'll come out next year. We're actually been banking these.
Yeah.
This has all been guesses about stuff that will happen later. Yeah.
It's like when you get a calendar as a gift on the holidays, and then you forget to use it, so you have to wait 10 more years until the dates line up again.
Yeah, these Far Side comics are still funny, and they're evergreen.
Yeah. I'm still going to need a word of the day in 10 years, so that seems fine. Yeah.
Look, I'm going to need my Garfield of the Day calendar. His fuzzy orange antics really bring me up.
If my Garfield of the Day calendar is a decade behind my coworkers, how are we going to talk about it every single day
at the water cooler?
That's right.
Oh, man. Imagine office. A guy just comes by every day and he's like, you see today's Garfield? It's pretty funny, right? And you're like, yeah, I am looking at the same calendar, so technically I've seen today's Garfield.
Yeah, it's like an office full of people. They've all been gifted the exact same Garfield calendar. And just the psychotic nature of the American office workspace is such that that's all they can talk about, because it's the only thing they have in common.
Then there's one guy in the office who has like an actual Garfield compilation book, and they all hate him. They're like, no spoilers, no spoilers, Steve.
What day is that supposed to be?
When they finally unionize the workplace, the like mascot for their union is Garfield.
Oh yeah,
because right, so, it brought them. Garfield brought the workers together.
Yeah, and he eats the rats. So they'll have Scabby the Rat and Garfield in his mouth.
That's true.
Wait, didn't the Garfield intellectual property like partially slip into public domain? Isn't that how that Garfield that Garfield pizza place was able to, I forget, there was some kind of legal loophole, but I think there's a way to use Garfield's image commercially and also legally.
If it's lasagna, then it would be copyrighted, but if it's an orange cat that looks like Garfield, that's named Garfield, that likes pizza, it's a different cat. It just happens to be named the same and look the same.
Now that's how, this is fair use.
I'm really going to fuck with people and make an orange cat for my company mascot that looks like Garfield, but I'm just going to name him Heathcliff.
What color is Heathcliff anyway?
He's orange. Like, he looks exactly the same. Orange. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just like, I liked Heathcliff when I was a kid, but looking back, it's like, they really didn't try to change anything. They were he's also a sassy cat who's orange.
I'm just saying Heathcliff would whoop Garfield without question. It wouldn't
Speaking of cartoons, did you guys see what Scott Adams posted today?
Oh, God.
Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert.
He said, shithead.
He tweeted, I guess he tweeted 2 days ago, but it's really making the rounds today.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I wonder if Black Lives Matter knows Antifa was allied with Hitler and helped him come to power. It feels as if that would be a source of tension given Black Lives Matter's focus on history, Does Antifa owe reparations to anyone who lost a family member or property to Nazi Germany?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I think he just had a stroke.
Yeah,
I think
he's dying.
We need to call in a wellness check on Scott Adams.
This man has been in contact with Guinness for over 10 years trying to set the world record for most incoherent string of words ever typed out on a computer.
Yeah, I mean, he almost got there with the Dilbert future, which is insane, and about how if you align your chakras correctly, you can see the future.
I gotta be honest, I remember the Dilbert animated TV show, and I actually kind of fucked with it
because
so bad it was good.
Here's the thing about Dilbert is that, like, Scott Adams, that's his name, right? He's he's eminently qualified to comment on, like, workplace tedium. He's got that on lock. Like, he's got a knack for it. Anything else, I do not want to hear his opinion at all.
Well, if you read into his comics a little more, especially the ones that are coming out now, there is a weird reactionary bent.
Oh, yeah.
Did he go Ben Garrison?
No, I mean, like, even back then, like, he used to draw, like, they'd go to, like, the fucking third world country, and it'd just be, like, people standing in shit.
Oh, yeah, they were, like, up to their waist in mud with, like, huge furry hats.
Yeah.
It would be, like, a clear anti-Soviet or anti-satellite state allegory. Like, it wouldn't, he's not... I don't know if he's probably racist, like, underneath, but he probably wouldn't get it by the newspaper editors. So we had to make it like fake Estonia is like the worst country on earth. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Even though that's actually a really beautiful country. But speaking of the banality of the American workplace, ICE has apparently been running a COVID bug farm. They, according to this Washington Post article that broke about 3 hours ago, they flew detainees to Virginia. People who were
immigrants.
Yes. People who were detained by ICE were flown to Virginia to a facility there. Apparently, there's a facility in Farmville, Virginia. Weird name. I wonder if they named it after the Facebook video game.
To be honest, my fiance is from Virginia, and she told me there was a town near where she grew up called Daint, spelled like Dante. And I about lost my shit.
That rules. This is serious because apparently more than 300 inmates tested positive for coronavirus. And one of them, at least one, has died so far. And these were on so-called ICE Air charter flights between Arizona and, from Arizona and Florida, because there's overcrowding at the detention facilities. It's like,
yeah, no shit.
So much has happened. Black Lives Matter protests, Trump, like Biden, all this shit, like the fires, all this shit is happening. But ICE in the background throughout this whole thing, they're still running concentration camps. The ones we talked about 2 years ago. I mean, how long has this been going on?
Obama was putting kids in cages back when he was president. Like,
true. Yeah. I mean, yeah, longer than we've even had the podcast. But I remember when it came to the forefront, it was like, oh, you know, we'll protest this a while and then they'll close the camps. Mm-hmm. They have not.
No.
Yeah.
And they will not under a Biden presidency either.
Well, no, because Biden just recently added the person who, like, was the engineer of putting kids in camps during the Obama administration to his, like, election panel of people who will probably get cabinet positions if he gets elected. So I don't remember their name, but I just saw that recently.
Yeah, absolutely. So the story is that they flew detainees or, you know, political prisoners, really, to Virginia. So the planes could transport agents to D.C. protests. Why were they going to the D.C. protests?
It's almost like these ICE, like, I mean, ICE didn't exist
pre-9/11.
And now they're basically just being shuffled around and used as an all-purpose paramilitary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're the fucking...
Well, that's basically what they are, because didn't we already have Customs and Border Patrol and other types of immigration enforcement agencies? Why did we need another one?
Yeah. Exactly. They're the fucking Totenkopf. Like, these people are a secret fucking...
Yeah, I think ICE's, like, mission specifically is to go, like, inside the country. Like, Border Patrol is, like, if you're crossing the border, they stop you. ICE, if you cross the border and don't get caught, they, like, track you down. So they're basically just a fucking like SS.
Like, they're, yeah, they're the logical. The country. They're the logical descendants of like Civil War era slave hunters.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, people are like, oh, I bet Trump is really upset that this COVID thing is taking so long. It's like, no, he's not. He loves this. This lets him get away with all of the insane state, like, deep state shit that he, and, like, everybody else who's running things loves this, too, because they get to just slip further and further into fascism as it happens.
Mm-hmm. It's easy now, because they have an excuse for everything.
Well, and the media is completely clogged up. There's a new story every day. The world is ending in so many different fucking ways. It's like impossible to even keep track at this point. People aren't just scared. They're also like confused and overwhelmed and just like ready to shut down.
Yeah, it's really bad. So I don't know. These people are... You know, this is when I think of like when people talk about like, well, if I was in Nazi Germany, like, do you remember growing up, like people being like, if I could go back in time, I'd kill Hitler.
Sure.
Yeah. We need everyone.
Vince Bronson tried to, to attack an ICE facility, but he was a lone wolf kind of guy.
Yeah. You know? And we need everybody who was going to say that.
That is happening at like in big metro areas. We're seeing literal, like, you know, body walls of protesters preventing eviction courts from admitting the landlords that are trying to evict people because of the COVID economic downturn. We need that kind of shit for ICE facilities. Mm-hmm. The thing is, ICE is way more heavily armed than landlords and court officials, right? Mm-hmm. They'll just fucking murder you. And
yeah,
that basically becomes, oh, okay. What would you have done during Nazi Germany? It's like, you probably would have been afraid of getting murdered by the fucking Freikorps too.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't have a gun in New York City. Even if I wanted to take up arms, I don't even know how to use it.
Like, it's like, do you know enough people? Do you know an organization that will back you if you want to stage some kind of armed resistance somewhere? I don't know who I would go to do that in an organized fashion. There are a few groups I could ask, but I feel like you'd get pretty, let's say optimistically, mixed results.
You know, like, yeah, some prickly responses.
But it's not a problem that's going to easily resolve itself, and it's certainly not going to be a problem that you can vote away.
Yeah.
Speaking of
another problem that you can't vote away, half of California is fucking on fire right now. There are mega fires up and down the West Coast, Oregon, Washington, California, all those states are, it's fire season, but it seems like every single year the fires get worse and worse. And there's a combination of many reasons, right? Like Pacific Gas and Electric, they got millions of taxpayer dollars to upgrade their lines to be fire safe. They pissed that money away on corporate bonuses for executives and CEOs. There's also the fucking gender reveal parties. I don't know if that's the cause of these mega fires, but there is a definite element of idiocy. Of course, we know historically that some of these forests were meant to burn. It happened through evolution, right? These trees, some of them even just germinate when they burn, right? They survive
really?
The burn because they have thick bark, and then the burn triggers the tree to release seeds. Some of these sequoias, they don't release seeds unless they burn, right?
I didn't know they have thick ass bark. Is that why they
survive a mild fire? The problem is these are mega fires.
Yeah.
They burn hotter, they burn longer, and they are much, much worse for the environment than a natural fire, and they occur for a variety of reasons, but we know how to prevent them, which is controlled burns. Right.
That's what I was going to say. Know. Is that why they do controlled burns?
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't do nearly enough of them. So I pulled up this ProPublica article entitled, "They Know How to Prevent Megafires. Why Won't Anybody Listen?" And basically it's talking about how there are ways to prevent the, or at least mitigate the slow increase in huge fires due to climate change and the encroachment of humans on these sacred lands that hold like incredible wilderness. We're just not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, my guess is business interests.
Money. is it business interests?
Without a doubt. Well, and then that just...
Additionally, the fucking, like, the... California is a completely Democrat-controlled state, but right. they're fucking corporate Democrats in the pocket of interests like Silicon Valley.
Like all of them.
Well, yeah, exactly. they have no interest in fighting the effects of climate change or human influence change on the region more broadly. And then they also are just going to keep fucking contributing to it. They have no interest in slowing this down. You know, yeah. like these burn cycles on the West Coast were relatively stable for like thousands of years. And
thousands.
Then
we millions, come
along.
Probably.
Yeah, millions probably. And then we come along and we destabilize the global climate. And then we also destabilize the regional climate in a number of ways. And then the whole thing lights on fire and we're like, what the fuck did we do? We
didn't do anything. Why is this happening? Listen,
yeah, it's so
guys,
fucking childish.
Trying to say that this is bad is actually really rude because the state of California is just trying to reveal its gender to you. And you're being really upsetting with
this. We're losing millions of acres of old growth forest. And, and the folks in California that are in power, they're telling you that it's because it's you as an individual's fault. I found this tweet by... the mayor of Los Angeles saying it's almost 3 p.m. time to turn off major appliances, set the thermostat to 78 degrees or use a fan instead. Turn off excess lights and unplug appliances you're not using. We need every Californian to help conserve energy. Please do your part. Hashtag flex alert. Basically
Shut
saying
up,
like,
bitch.
Oh my God,
it's peak times. The earth is getting hotter. We don't have enough electrical infrastructure so that everybody can run their air conditioner at the same time and be comfortable. So you, as an individual, forget the fucking billionaire companies that are using gigawatts. I'm not even fucking with you. Giga-fucking-watts of power. Yeah. Forget them. It's not their fault. They pay. They're in my fucking pocket. They pay my fucking, you know, they paid for my third home. It's you, as an individual, you making $36,000 a year freelancing in LA. It's your responsibility to conserve power because we don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah, there's, I bet he's gonna do a TikTok where he's like, today we're turning off all of our AC in here.
We're gonna dab in the dark.
Fucking scumbags.
There's
especially the idea
I
of just turning
more.
Off the lights is so stupid. Like, lights use such a fucking minuscule amount of power. The idea that everyone's sitting in the dark is like, oh, suddenly we have enough power. It's not just like a system problem. It's just if enough people have their fucking lights off.
Well, that's also it, is it's like, it's these useless austerity measures that only address, like, public fucking consumption of resources, which is a dwindling and dwindling percentage of the resources yeah. being consumed. So it's like, you're trying to just, like, squeeze blood from a stone at this point, not to mention that it doesn't even make sense to go to individual people in the first place when, like, you're the mayor of LA. You can affect systemic change. Do your fucking job
right.
or quit.
Part of this power shortage is also due to the fact that California, in, you know, typical liberal fashion, doing technocratic, you know, posturing, but in reality making the problems much worse, shut down their nuclear power plants. Many of California's nuclear power plants were shut down.
Why?
Because it's woke. I mean, nuclear power is bad.
No, it isn't.
Nuclear.
I thought,
yeah, no. Sorry, Bryn. Nuclear power is bad because it's nuclear.
Yeah,
and
nuclear.
What they did instead was they set up renewable power plants, you know, and those are good, right? Solar, wind, whatever. Renewable power is good. But when it's backed up, and this is something that you have to have when you have renewables, because solar and wind, you're not always going to get power from them when the wind's not blowing or the sun's not shining. So in pretty much every case across the country, around the world, a lot of renewable power plants are backed up by coal.
Oh, good.
Completely defeating the fucking purpose. Yeah.
Well, and the fucking thing is it's like fear of nuclear and misuse of nuclear and also fucking co-opting of nuclear technology by existing fossil fuel companies is going to be the fucking death of this planet, but also fucking death of the left. Like, there are so many leftists I see who like look at anti-nuclear initiatives and they're like, that's good, I support that, this is super important, and I'm like,
yeah, that's retard shit.
Do you have a fucking do you have the smoothest brain of all time? Nuclear power is one of the most useful fucking tools human beings have ever discovered, and like, just because capitalism is fucking it up, like, you're gonna throw out the entire technology? Are you fucking joking me?
Everybody was like, when that Chernobyl miniseries on HBO came out, everyone was like, oh, this is anti-communist propaganda. It's like, bullshit. They already did 50 fucking years of anti-communist propaganda. This is anti-nuclear propaganda.
Well, it's
that's
both.
The big, that's double, the big double brain take.
They won't miss brain. Their they won't miss their opportunity. They won't miss their opportunity to make jabs at communists, but that's the thing, yeah, is no, it's like, yeah. But it's like, everybody's, it's easy to hate nuclear because you literally have to be a nuclear physicist to understand how it works.
Yeah, so, they were using the anti-communist propaganda to do anti-nuclear propaganda.
Yeah, well, it's all tied up. It's a fucking like Gordian knot, like, you know.
Yeah. They were at the combination anti-communist, anti-nuclear.
See, I don't actually know. Just to be clear, I mean, like, I feel like I've been thinking about this recently because I've heard that, like, oh, nuclear energy is actually super safe. If you just do the like normal things that a country, but I don't know. Is that true? Like,
well, everybody's always talking about like, oh, you know, Chernobyl was the worst nuclear disaster, and like 3 Mile Island and Fukushima.
Yeah.
It,
way
like,
worse.
Everybody's always like, oh yeah, yyeah. You know, the worst nuclear disaster occurred under communism. It's absolutely not true.
Absolutely
the worst nuclear disasters,
mm-hmm.
disasters occurred under capitalism. And if the proper safety procedures had been followed in all of those, Chernobyl, 3 Mile Island, Fukushima, other nuclear disasters, like, they wouldn't have happened.
Well, and then people want to be like, oh, this is why communists are irresponsible, because a rapidly developing country that went straight from feudalism to socialism, like, mismanaged one nuclear power plant. Like, are you fucking joking me?
Oh, shut like, up.
That's such shut a up, stupid bitch. Fucking thing to try to hold against them. They beat us in the space race over and over, completely
that's
spanked
correct.
Our asses. And
that
so you
correct.
Need to cling to one, like, problem that they had that still has some effects to this day. Meanwhile, hyper-capitalist nations like the United States and Japan are experiencing much worse nuclear meltdown situations, and nobody bats a fucking eye.
You ever think about how the show is called Beep Beep Lettuce, and we used to be a show about weed and memes?
We talk about weed.
We're
sometimes.
Like,
sometimes.
Well, here are the merits of nuclear energy.
But we do it while at least one of us is stoned. So
yeah,
you know, we're still true.
That's
to our,
correct.
We're still
I'm
true
the
to
safety
our
on that. I'm the anchor. There's oh, always
yeah,
the anchor.
John is like, yeah, you need someone to be high. He'll show up, and he's like,
and then it's me. Yeah. And then Chris.
I've been high. I'm 30 steps ahead of you. I was high 3 hours ago and I'm still high now.
That's my secret, Captain. I'm always high.
I'm always high. I'm always smoking.
I smoked weed before I left for work this morning. Y'all can't touch me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and Brian, I think one of the, what you were saying earlier about like the safety of nuclear, I think what I've read is that one of the things is that it's like, it almost suffers from the sort of like frequency illusion of like plane crashes compared to like car crashes, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Where it's like
exactly
it's the reason that
the damage Knight- from nuclear is a lot worse. It's like getting like radiation poisoning is very like acute and seems horrible, but it's like coal plants give thousands of people like respiratory diseases, and it probably means that they die, you know, years or decades earlier than they otherwise would have. It gives them diseases or cancer or whatever, but it's like nobody really cares about that to the extent that they care about like a very specific kind of tragedy of like a nuclear meltdown.
Right.
Well, if you live in a major American city, you have asthma because of coal-fired power plants.
Well, it's not even just coal. Like, how did the United States become like one of the leading producers of oil? Like, fracking is one of the most damaging things for the land, the people who live near the land, future generations. Like, it destabilizes fucking everything. And we're just
which is apparently happening in Brooklyn.
Oh, somewhere, yeah.
There was an activist group the other week telling us that there's a secret fracking camp like project going on in Bushwick or like on the outskirts of Bushwick.
It's going to go under Bushwick and then down to Philly or something. Like, it's not even for New York. It's like going somewhere else.
That's insane.
And really like wild. No one knows about it. But I'll Google
they,
it.
What are they going to... They're going to frack the cold brew reserves underneath Bushwick?
Folks, are they fracking... Are they fracking the freaking IPAs? This guy knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. But they're just trying to extract every fucking resource from every... You know, just displacing poor people all the time. They don't care if they kill people. I have to imagine that...
A fracking operation in Brooklyn is actually just like 1,000 dudes with beards on fixed gear bicycles hooked up to generators.
No, they're fucking digging under the ground.
Hey. Well, speaking of making individual lifestyle choices based on how you have to live under capitalism, we've seen a lot of people doing like communism is a lifestyle brand.
Yeah, we kind of wanted, this has been something that has been sort of it's one of those things where it's percolating around the discourse,
and not the good kind of percolating.
No, the bad kind of percolating.
That's
not
right.
Even good perkiness. And I think there
I was talking about weed.
Yeah, so was I. And so there's no really good way to bring this up because no one's going to write an article about it. I mean, I wouldn't want to read a fucking like Medium think piece about this bullshit. because I think talking about it is hard because it almost seems like it's unimportant, but I guess we kind of stumbled upon it personally as a group off mic and we kind of wanted to talk about it. So what's been going on if you're not online, if you're not terminally poison brained by the Twitter app, basically there's been this sort of trend of what seems to be people and generally users who have been using communism and anarchism aesthetics as a way to sort of peddle a kind of lifestyle brand. And this is kind of hard to talk about because it's like it's generally wrapped up in a sort of sexuality, right? It's not right. always just... you know, people doing a podcast or like putting a Patreon like for posting or something.
It's not like it's a brand new issue. Like we've said on this show, death to the horny left before. And that's not some like Puritan instinct. It's just like, I don't think that politics should be driven by entices your libido. You know,
it's lib shit to have politics be your sexual pathology because like you are leftist because you believe that the way that workers relate to the dominant mode of production should change. Like if you're a liberal, you believe that your fucking calves are quaking because Beto O'Rourke smiled at you.
Sit on a table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I don't want to discount the idea that there is sexual pathology in left politics. And I think that an honest examination of that is certainly in order, but I don't think that's what's happening right now. You know what I mean?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think a big part of it is that so whenever I tend to criticize this behavior, what comes up is you're a Puritan, you are a sex negative person. And if you knew me, obviously that would be absurd. I feel like, Andrew Neil telling Ben Shapiro, like, if you only knew how wrong you were, you wouldn't say it.
Shapiro, if you only knew how wrong you were.
It's ridiculous to consider me, you know, and sex negative or whatever, but you tend to get that pushback, right? Like, mm-hmm. Oh, you're just pearl clutching. You're being a sort of like sex negative person.
Or even saying like you're anti-sex worker or you're being a swerf. Or
right.
Something.
And we, you know, that's not what we're trying to talk about. What we're talking about is what I think it's indicative of is a sense that because there is no left, right? There's no organized left in America at all. Mm-hmm. We don't even have a party. Like the biggest organization is some sort of like bullshit NGO that doesn't seem to do anything but suck Democrats' dicks. Yeah. That's the furthest left we have in America. And I'm talking about the DSA. Obviously, people do good work in the DSA. I'm not talking about that. On the whole, it's we don't really have an organization. We don't have a party. And so I feel like there's a certain mindset that the only thing to do is create a lifestyle brand around it. And that,
yeah, it's
and
like,
that participating in the discourse, or like using, you know, your, you know, your body or your personality or your identity to like get people into communism as like an aesthetic is somehow good or woke or praxis or something. And it just isn't. And I think that it's actually fairly harmful to spend all of your time or gain money, you know, grift this way, by making people say like, this is what being a leftist is. It's jerking off to a woman who has a communist flag behind her.
Yeah. It's people using communist ideology, communist imagery, communist aesthetics. John, you said it's all about aesthetics, right? Like, they're using it as a vehicle for their own personal narcissism.
Yeah, well, my take on this is essentially like, I don't really care if you want to combine your politics with sexuality. That's fine. There's really nothing fundamentally wrong with that. But I think trying to use it as like a vehicle for spreading communism, like, I don't want a bunch of like weird nerds who are just in my ideological corner because they were horny about a certain person online. Exactly. I don't think that's productive. I mean, like, I don't want to be too harsh about this, but like, it does rub me the wrong way when something is endlessly turned into an aesthetic performance, because to me, that's not always, but it's like, that's what fascists do. Like, everything in fascism is as heavily aestheticized as it can be. And liberals kind of try to keep up with the fascists, but they can't really. And like, I don't think that the left necessarily needs to be turning things into, and I don't know, I have a level of guilt saying this considering all the fucking memes I've made and the podcasts I've potted, but like, I don't want it to be like a cool thing that you keep in your back pocket. Like, oh, I'm actually communist. Isn't that neat? Like, exactly. you should stand for something and have an ideological framework within which that operates.
That's the thing, because fascism is absolutely just drenched in sexual pathology, and so is the modern like liberal democratic kind of lifestyle.
Hardly different.
Communism has always been, and leftism is always, about material concrete gains for workers first and foremost. If your leftism is about anything other than that, then you're not a leftist, you're a liberal. I'm sorry, that is a hard line. If your number one is not concrete material gains for workers and changing the way that the working class relates to the dominant mode of production, then you're not a leftist, because that is the guiding ideology of
that's all it is.
All left ideology. Well, it's the number one, right? It's the,
no,
it's
I was
the one
being
thing.
Sincere.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it's not because the left needs to be sexless freaks or like monk mode dudes that are doing nofap.
Right.
It's because the left doesn't need sexual pathology to draw people in. The left draws people in with their concrete material gains for the working class, because when your needs are met, because you're working hard, you no longer have to entice others to your side with sexual pathology, because your needs are met. You can go off and do whatever the fuck you want sexually.
Yeah.
That's how the left has never needed sexual pathology to draw people in the way fascism and liberalism has.
I have to admit, when I saw that video of the union electrician punching Steven Crowder right in the fucking face, I got a little excited. I did.
You got a hard on.
Yeah.
That's
a personal choice that your penis made.
You're allowed to do that. And then this is the thing, is that I want to be clear, at least for me personally, like, porn and sex and all of that stuff, you know, you can do it. Being a communist doesn't preclude you from having sex or being sexual or being horny. And all that stuff is funny to meme about no horny allowed on the timeline or whatever. You know, I'm not trying to
bonk go to horny jail is one of the greatest memes of all
it's
time.
It's a funny
and
meme.
And no, the puppy's so cute with his little scrunched up face.
And it does not. And I've gotten this pushback from so many anarchists, they will just reply, they'll be like, carceral mindset. And I'm like, horny jail does not keep you from your family, okay?
Okay, but wait, I just wanted to say, like, that you might get pushback from somebody. Like, there was one post where somebody, and this could have been fake, I don't even know, but one of these people who does this sort of, like, are they live streaming or OnlyFansing? I'm not sure how they're doing.
There's some people who do like videos on OnlyFans of them like reading marks.
But there was like this one where this one girl was like,
start a podcast,
saying like, yeah, be an adult, start a podcast.
That's correct.
There was this one woman who was saying that you know, she had this right winger who she was like doming into reading Fritz Fanon or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, no, that's not good.
It's not
like
education.
It's not educational, because you're making someone read something they don't want for their sexuality. Like, if
they're
you
not
knew
absorbing
how,
that,
if you knew how kink worked, it's not like in their normal life they're just like whipping themselves or punching themselves in the face or like, you know, like that's how. It's
well,
bad.
Unless they're Catholic.
Unless they're Catholic. But it's just like, that's not what it is. It's not like, oh, wow, now we have a new comrade who came to understanding capitalism being bad because he wanted to fuck a 19-year-old. Like, what are we getting?
Yeah,
from
best
this?
Case scenario, it's still like a dude who's like, okay, I was a fascist 4 months ago.
Yeah.
And a hot chick with nice boobs made me read one book. So now I'm a communist, and I expect there's lots of hot women around. It's kind of like that meme where it's like, there's like an incel guy, and Karl Marx is like, you are but alienated youth. And he's like, can you get me a hot, free, sexy young girlfriend? And he's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
We're the left. We don't need to we don't need sex appeal to draw people in. We don't need fucking narcissistic people posing with their tits out in front of a communist flag. We need concrete material gains for workers. Period.
So if it's not good, like it's not helping, mm-hmm. right? It's not helping anything. It is purely lifestyleism. Like this is
absolutely
the most lifestyleism thing that I could possibly imagine, mm-hmm. because it's not, because like usually that is supposed to refer to at least like going to a protest every once in a while and like getting an anarcho-syndicalist tattoo or something and like, you know, saying smash the state or whatever. That's what lifestyle is supposed to be, when you do absolutely nothing except like be, this is fucking not doing anything. This is just posting and then being like, oh, I'm doing stuff. So it's not helpful. This is incredibly lifestyle. But, and then the idea that you're getting pushback for saying that not only is it not useful, it's also cringe and bad. Is where it becomes very confusing to me, because it's like, what do you think being a communist is?
It's weird that the people who tell you that you're being reactionary or that you're being sex negative, we're telling them that they can't use the left as a vehicle for their own personal narcissism. They mm-hmm. always turn out to be like the weirdest, creepiest freaks on the internet.
They're mm-hmm. always rad libs. Like,
yes, absolutely.
It can only be... it's kind of just been disappointing to see the sort of, I mean, I have to say, the kind of like cope that has happened as like Bernie Sanders lost and all of you fucking liberals are just like, well, I don't know who to even vote for, so I guess I'm just going to jerk off to the idea of like some kind of freedom. And it's pretty upsetting. So
the left has lost its fucking way.
It was. They never had a way.
The left was never on track.
Maybe in like in the US. In, you know, 1917 in Russia. You know,
well, like there was even
they,
like
they
a,
definitely
there was,
had a way then.
There was a strong socialist movement here once, like at the beginning of the 20th century. But that's pretty much the mm-hmm. only time we've ever had like a fighting chance.
They threw them all in jail and made it illegal. So
and that's the thing. I mean, like it. What the work that needs to this? Here's the thing. I can hear people saying like, well, we can have fun online and actually organize too. And yes, that's true. But I do think that the problem is that none of you are. If we would have a fucking organization. We'd have a party by now.
Yeah.
There's ahead, a part John. Of me that's like, you know, it's like, okay, I want to organize. Who do I join? mm-hmm. It's a fucking mess. I don't want to call out any one organization in particular, but like when you stack all the different orgs that you could join, they don't even all do the same thing. Some of them are political parties. Some of them are advocacy groups. Some of them are unions. Some of them are adjacent to other political. It's just a fucking, it's a mess.
It is a mess.
What we need is an American Workers' Party. And but it's no coincidence that that AWP is the same acronym as the most powerful gun in Counter-Strike. But we need an American Workers Party, an AWP, because at the end of the day, the guiding principle for any leftist should be your number one goal should be concrete material gains from for workers. And that is the fertile soil in which every other element of revolution can grow.
It's even harder in America because we live in like a stumbling, you know, fascist state, that the idea, you know, a complete capitalist state, that the idea of what workers even are has become so strange. Like I was just joking around online, like Instagram influencers aren't workers. Like,
absolutely not.
If you have, if you, you know, podcasters aren't workers. Like, you know what I mean?
About
like,
that.
Like,
I feel that way. I
yeah.
agree with
you. Yeah, definitely. You mean like in the sense of like, you're not like producing any like material.
There should what be a I mean new is, class of person who is takes part in capitalist society, which is somebody who commodifies their personhood. I've brought this up before. Somebody who commodifies their personhood through self-made content, right? Because that didn't exist in Marx's day. There wasn't like a way to self-publish your own content to put up your own, you know, podcast or writing or whatever. You had to join up with a big institution that would get your stuff out there. Nowadays, with the internet, you can commodify yourself, and you're encouraged to in many situations. Like, there's different levels to the commodification, but everybody from OnlyFans to podcasts to YouTubers to streamers, they're basically commodifying themselves and their own personalities for the consumption of others. Yeah. And I don't think it's really woke to encourage people to do that, because it's just another way that capitalism exploits people.
Anyway, what we're basically, I think, trying to get at is that we need maybe this isn't a huge problem for the left. The big problem for the left is that we need to organize, we need to gain power, right? That the communism is a system of organizing power. But at the same time, it is helpful, I think, to criticize the discourse. That's what we've always done on this show. So, you know, we're not trying to hurt anyone's feelings in particular, but just be critical of the kind of stuff you're participating in anywhere online or anywhere else. So
yeah, read Murray Bookchin. Well, speaking of being as woke as humanly possible all the way out at the end of Reason, I think one of you threw this in the notes. There's a new standard of wokeness for films in the Academy.
So
yeah. Apparently, in order for your film to qualify for a Best Picture Oscar, you have to conform to the following stringent guidelines.
Yeah, you have to meet two
in your
of
general,
four.
At least five pedophiles, at least 4 minutes dedicated to Moloch.
Yeah, the biggest pedophiles on Earth have rules for being woke now. In your ensemble cast, at least 30% of all actors in secondary or more minor roles are from at least two of the following underrepresented groups. Women, racial or ethnic group, LGBTQ+, people with cognitive or physical disabilities, or who are deaf or hard of hearing. Main storyline, theme or narrative of the film is centered on an underrepresented group, women, racial, et cetera, so
women?
I think finally
women.
we can get 12 years a slave, but about Irish people.
Yeah, I feel like
we just need 30% Irish women, right? And then it could be fine.
Yeah, I feel like
Irish are just they're a racial or ethnic group that is underrepresented.
It's a few deaf Irish guys for good measure.
That's yeah, right. Martin Scorsese's The Irishman was the most woke.
Yeah, those guys all had, they were, if it wasn't clear, they're playing characters with mental problems.
This definitely isn't going to lead to a bunch of fucking actors from California being like, oh yeah, I'm a quarter Cherokee. Yeah, definitely cast me in your Oscar bait.
Also,
yeah.
Who's checking? Like, who's saying...
That's a good question.
Who's saying...
Pedophiles.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's saying, actually, I'm gay? 30% of the people in this movie are gay. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Like, how are you going to say, no, you're
or
not?
Or 30% are LGBTQIA+. And then it's like, okay, so are some of them intersex? Is one of them non-binary, like femme or mask presenting? Is one of them just trans, but no one tells me? Like, how do I know?
They're all asexual because they're children.
There's also a rule that you have to have people on your crew for the production of the movie that are part of marginalized identities. There would be like people of marginalized identities you could just rent to just be like a, you know, have a no-show job on your crew. If you're just like, yeah, we need two trans people, we need a woman of color, and we'll give them no shows, you know, with the union, right?
Yeah, we'll take
it's like literally doing it's like the woke mafia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So also one thing that's crazy about this one is that these rules that they're proposing, I guess, don't take effect for 4 years. It's like,
the pet project of liberalism will be different by then.
They're this like, yeah, we're going to come back to this during the next presidential election.
Yeah, like, these are so easily shirkable rules anyway.
Yeah.
That basically every single movie already, you know, could say at least that they qualify, even if every person in the whole in the whole cast and crew was a rich white man. Mm-hmm. Like if 30% of them are gay, they pass.
Well, yeah. That's the thing, let's be clear. We're not against giving people who are normally denied opportunities for totally arbitrary reasons those opportunities. It's just that this is a ridiculous way to go about it. It's totally unenforceable, and it's accountable only to a bunch of fucking already millionaire, probably pedophiles. Like, what? This is not the way that any of this should be implemented.
Right. I actually think this is good because the logical end conclusion of this is a biopic about Margaret Thatcher starring Leslie Jones.
Where she plays Margaret Thatcher? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I can't help but notice that there's not a single one that's like a poor person, a homeless person, anything
it's
about
never,
like
yeah,
that
it's never
thing.
Class-based.
Poor people jobs.
So it's like you could have
somebody of lower socioeconomic status.
Yeah.
And then like I said, you know, everyone at the Oscars has been wearing those Time's Up pins. It's like Time's Up in 4 more years.
Yeah, no more rape or racism. Once we've, you know, ironed out all the kinks.
It's
and
been
look,
so
we want
long.
To get a couple more years in of, you know, going to
of
Epstein's
white,
Island.
Of
and
white
shit.
Man yeah. supremacy.
We need a little bit of Oscars so white before it's Oscars so multicultural.
Well, and they know if they kick it down the road, then they can have more time to think about how to get around these rules that they've put in place. It's like, it's a totally symbolic gesture. Hollywood is not interested in fucking changing at all. They've just figured out the most like a coexist bumper sticker way of presenting them not changing.
Right. And the thing about this too is that the Academy is not anything. Like the Academy does not run the studios. So this isn't even saying like, okay, well, you know, all the bullshit movies that, you know, because Hollywood makes a ton of movies usually and pre-COVID at least, like they make a ton of dog shit Adam Sandler movies and fucking, you know, romantic comedies and et cetera. It's not saying any of those have to change. This is literally just like for the few Oscar bait movies that you make per year, you have to do this benign bullshit. It actually doesn't change the industry at all.
Mm. Right. It's just, if you want to be up for Best Picture, you have to do this.
If you want to be up for an Academy Award, which is, you know, maybe a tenth of the movies that are released in a year.
I feel like especially nowadays, it's like it used to be that movies like The Godfather that were also like a huge like financial success, but it's been so long since like the biggest movies that came out were also Oscar bait movies at all.
None of these include a fucking Marvel movie.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like Marvel, it's easy when your entire movie is CGI to just keep adding characters until every single identity group is represented.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, could you just make a fucking fake character?
Oh yeah, like, just like
this
10.
One's trans.
It's just a JPEG.
Doing Robert Downey
Jr. JPEG.
Yeah. Doing Robert Downey Jr. black, or no, it's like how they photoshopped Forrest Gump into all those famous scenes in history, but they're just photoshopping. Like, what's a famous scene from history that they could make more woke?
Tiananmen Square.
Mm-hmm. Let's get some non-binary folks up in there.
Yeah, just like two coked up dudes in an executive room being like, who should we get for our minority diversity hire? And the other guy's like, Hatsune Miku.
Mishima.
It's like how George Lucas went into all the original Star Wars films and CGI'd a bunch of freaky, weird looking aliens in, except it's just like people going like big studios going back into all of the biggest movies of the past 100 years and like photoshopping, you know, like queer people of color.
They'll do it.
Marketing it as like the new woke version of that movie.
They were gonna fucking do it. I remember at some point when that technology started to get popular, where it was like kind of easy to retrofit stuff into movies, they started inserting Pepsi and Coke cans and Converse sneakers and all kinds of shit into classic movies before they aired in syndication on basic cable channels.
This that can't rules. Be a tab. This That's has to be insane. Something people can actually buy, like a Coke. Right. Ugh, I fucking hate this country.
Yeah. This whole thing all reminds me of one of my favorite clickhole posts, where it's a video and it says, progress, this video game's protagonist is a deaf woman. And then it's just a video of Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's progress.
That's what they're going to do. Be like, oh yeah, 12 Years a Slave. That was actually a woman character. She just looked like a man. Really showing your own sexism here.
We're not even doing any bits that aren't already covered by what J.K. Rowling has been doing on Twitter for the last 5 years. Yeah.
That's true.
Dumbledore's gay.
Yeah, Dumbledore was actually gay the whole time. Kind of homophobic that you didn't figure that out.
It's actually pretty... pretty homophobic of you to not already know that Dumbledore was gay. I had to tell you.
He was so clearly a homo the whole time.
Yeah, I'm gonna start a petition for them to go back and go back to the Jackass films and put half of them in blackface.
Yeah, digitally make them black people or women.
Yeah, I'm not gonna rewatch Casablanca again until they've painstakingly added blackface to Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah,
it's doing Tropic Thunder, but I mean, for like every identity group.
I mean, they're so bold with it too. I mean, it's like Tupac as a fucking hologram, like a guy that may have been killed by the CIA for being
was
too
killed
woke.
By the CIA.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is what
and so was Hatsune Miku.
Like, don't get us wrong. Like, if you're a member of a marginalized group and you get to see yourself represented, that's great. But this is what they're offering you instead of concrete material gains for workers. This is why wokeness will never institute communism. It's like wokeness is always just a panacea that the fucking ruling class offers you instead of actual material economic gains in your life.
Well,
right?
It's almost more just miserable. Like being actually woke isn't what the dominant cultural hegemony is ready to tell you being woke is, right? It's like if wokeness is a product and you can be sold, then it's not the real wokeness.
Like, yeah, the real wokeness is questioning what happened to Building 7.
That's true.
So John, you're saying if you meet the woke Buddha on the road, you should kill him.
Yeah,
that's right.
I agree. I mean, yeah, you should question what's happening to all of those buildings.
I am woke Buddha one, and I only tell the truth. This is my brother woke Buddha two, and he can only lie. You may ask
he
us
only
one says question.
Slurs. Which of us is more woke?
Man, that's basically our show. Thank you so much for listening to Beep Beep Lettuce. It has been fun to talk to you this week. I hope you're having a great 9/11. Mm-hmm. Please go to our Patreon and check out our bonus episodes there.
If you don't go to our Patreon, it'll be like 9/11 for us.
It'll be like 9/11 happened to us. So you should definitely go there. Go to patreon.com/beepbeeplettuce and check out our bonus episodes there. Again, if you are a beaster already and I haven't sent you shirts yet, please hang on. I'm getting there. I'm just about to do it. thank you very
It'll
much
happen.
For being so patient with me through this very trying time. But yeah, so listen to my other show, Generation Loss, Left Trigger on Means TV, Work Stoppage with John, and twitch.tv/BeepBeepLettucePod. You know all the things. Follow us on Twitter @WeedPod, and we will see you in the Discord.
Goodbye.
Keep beeping.
Love you.